just going to stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Morena, people.
With what Messiah? I've never understood what it says in that intro.
It's Craig Messiah. Okay, it's Creative Messiah. No, it's Craig Messiah.
Okay.
I've been reassured it's Craig Messiah.
Sure. Is that like Jesus' cousin?
Well, no.
I'm sorry, I've put you on the spot, Amy. As you were. Lovely guest have you brought in for us today?
Thanks, Sis. On the show today, we have design director Nick McFarlane, who'll be chatting with us about Moonlight, a mysterious new artist community-focused campaign doing the rounds on social media at the moment. Welcome, Nick.
Welcome, thank you.
Thanks for coming up. Okay, so specialist creative agency Radar, in conjunction with the Designers Institute of New Zealand, present Moonlight, which is an exhibition to help cultivate the New Zealand creative community. It'll be held, well, it opened actually last night, at All Press Studio, and features the work from 12 selected students and 12 established industry creatives. It's based on the premise that some of the brightest work happens after the sun goes down and will reveal a unique side of creativity. Creativity through moonlight projects, personal work created beyond the boundaries of the day. Now, at Radar, this is what you've said. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've been told this every time you've had an interview about this. At Radar, we believe that creativity connects people. Hey, so do I.
Yes.
And that sometimes the best ideas come from the most unexpected places. So we've created, or you guys have created, a platform to both celebrate original creative expression and to connect new talent with professionals. Mm-hmm. Nice idea. So what is one of your best ideas that came out from an unexpected place. Sorry, right. And where was that place?
Wow, throwing the tough questions in straight away. Unexpected ideas. And from where? Well, in the exhibition, the piece that I'm putting in is a book which I've written and illustrated called Hunting the Killer Idea. And it's about the creative process. And I guess in that book, I sort of cover... where and how the creativity comes from. And I guess one of the things that I learnt and is in the book is that one of the best ways to stimulate your imagination is from the environment you're in. So actually the old cliche, you know, take a walk on the beach in the morning to clear your mind, it's actually very true, because it's the environment where your ideas become stimulated. Or for example, if you're, you know, your favourite couch or something where you like to tuck up with a book or a notepad, it's the environment which can quite often stimulate creativity.
So you are saying then, therefore, and I have had a good look at your book, it's beautifully designed.
Thank you.
Very delicious. So your best creative idea at the moment is the book. Mm-hmm. And where actually did it come? When did you have that? When did you see that? When you're on the beach?
So it's facts.
After facts here.
So the book actually was a result of the project which I did before that, which was designing the album cover for The Prodigy.
Yeah. I saw that.
Yeah, for their most recent album called The Day Is My Enemy. And that was a brutal process. It took 6 months to crack one image, and it took 166 different ideas.
Wow.
So 165 of those were rejected. By Liam Hallett, who was sort of the brains behind The Prodigy. But eventually we got there, and we cracked this awesome image of a fox, which became the album cover.
Yeah.
And I guess as a result of that brutal encounter with the creative process, I pitched my publisher and I said, hey, I've got an idea for a book about the creative process, because I think there's lots of really different, interesting ways in, and why don't we do a book about creativity, but I will put it together, but actually I will reach out to all different people from different fields, from automotive design to fashion to art illustration, and get their opinions on creativity.
Okay, that sounds really interesting, and now I'm kind of really interested in this prodigy.
Yes.
So how did that come about?
That came about from the thing I did before that, which was my first book called Spinfluence, and which is an illustrated book about propaganda.
Yep.
And a guy in London who had helped me get it kicked off the ground, when I had the book published, I sent a couple of books over to him, and he is the owner of an art gallery. And he was having a an art exhibition opening night, funnily enough, and he invited his mate Liam Howlett of The Prodigy.
Yeah.
Liam Howlett.
I love this. It's yeah. just so like, and this is how it happened.
Yeah. And Liam Howlett was in the early stages of sucking up inspiration sonically for the music, but also visually for the album cover.
Yeah.
And he walked into the gallery and he saw my little book sitting on the table, and he picked it up and he just opened it on a page, and he as he emailed me later and said it just hit him, boom, like he just loved my work. So he got in touch with me, and that's how that Designing the Prodigy album cover kicked off.
It's a great title for a book. I can see why it appealed.
Mm.
So just curious as well, so when you did like 64 submissions, yep. what did you do? Did you map them out as separate designs or concepts, or counting?
It was a roller coaster basically. So it started off really well because he loved this particular illustration of a hammer which turns into a megaphone. So he's like, I want that. So cool. So I designed that up a few times, and then he was like, oh no, like Pink Floyd, of course, they used the walking hammers in their album, we can't touch hammers. So then we went on this crazy journey of, he would go basically, how about a robot? How about a snake? How about a megaphone?
I love it.
And we eventually ended up snake, on, how about yeah. a fox? And yeah. So I just went into sort of design hysteria, basically. And this is all after hours, you know, having a 9-to-5 job and, yeah. you know, family at home would have to do all that, get everyone to bed, etc., and then jump on the computer late into the night. But eventually sort of cracked quite an iconic image of a fox, which became the image for the album cover.
I really like it. It's also just looking at the 9-to-5 job. So you do work at Radar,
mm-hmm.
Which is a creative firm agency,
yep.
which kind of delivers bespoke creative for
mm-hmm.
brands, etc. And of course, there's always the ongoing friction between the term creative used in the industry and that of an artist whose say life is devoted to developing specialist insight around whatever they're obsessed with.
Yeah.
What do you think there's a difference between an artist and an industry creative?
I guess there is, because the industry creative is working to answer a brief ultimately. But what goes into answering that brief is creativity. So you've got the creativity that you generate during the 9-to-5 to solve problems for your clients, but then after hours when you're pursuing your own interests, you're still using your creativity to answer your own brief, I guess. And that's actually kind of the premise of Moonlight, is that we've kind of gone, hey, there's all these interesting people doing interesting things in the creative industries, but what are they doing after hours? What's keeping them up at night? You know, what sort of killer idea are they hunting themselves?
Yep, I really like that. I love exploring the creative facets of people that are tied into the 9-to-5. I mean, even Colin McCann was a sign writer for a very long time.
Yeah.
And I think it's really good for the creative mind to have that workout of dealing with clients and having to stretch in an uncomfortable way to meet those briefs, because when you do actually return to full-time focus, it's just a very good muscle to have.
Yes.
So one of the purposes of Moonlight is to connect emerging talent with established artists.
Mm-hmm.
To foster creativity and establish relationships. It's a really great way to mentor. Where did you get the emerging artists from? How did you go about that?
Yeah, so we reached out to Allo, which is a international social media platform, and they basically have this facility called Artist Invites, where they hook up artists and businesses from around the world, and they have a global audience. So we reached out to them and said, hey, we've got this really cool idea to put on an exhibition in New Zealand, and we want to reach out to New Zealand students. And so using their platform, we were able to have a really easy system for New Zealand students to upload photos of their work, put a little explanation of where they're from and what their work's about. And from there, then the established artists were able to have a look at sort of the long list, and then each of the established artists chose a student to also exhibit.
That's pretty sweet. So you've got kind of like, they've got a big friend in the industry, yeah, each artist.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you going to keep in touch with your choice?
I mean, absolutely. And I think that's what's turned out to be really cool about Moonlight is that, yes, we're putting on a really awesome art exhibition, but I think what has emerged is actually the sort of the mentoring and making connections aspect of it. So it's really neat to have, you know, 12 emerging students exhibiting with 12, you know, established. We've got some real heavyweight sort of creative industry people in there. And so to bring all these different people into the room from you know, advertising design and architecture, et cetera, I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I really love it. And I think the role of mentor is hugely important institutionally, even if more importantly out of the institution. And the advice is so sage that you can pass on.
Yeah.
And young students are just so thirsty for it.
It's absolutely.
Very satisfying. Anyway, that's what we've got time for this morning. So cool. It opened last night. Was the opening good?
Actually, it's opened sort of a soft opening to the public, but the big opening night is this Friday, and we're going to have a good old party there. So if you're listening now,
sweet, everyone can make
RSVP
it after all.
RSVP dins and
free
come
alcohol,
on down.
Free alcohol?
Quite
sweet.
Possibly.
Wait,
that classic art opening thing.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I've already been told off about doing that and people turning up, and it's all been a bit crazy. Okay, so that's opening this, the beta opening
grand
last
opening.
Night.
Grand opening.
Grand opening,
Friday
night.
That's the one.
All Press Studio, 8 Drake Street, Freeman's Bay, 5 p.m. opening. Yeah,
6 p.m.
6 p.m.
That's the one.
If you want to check out more, go to moonlightcreativity.co.nz. Nick McFarlane, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank
and telling
you very
us
much for having
this.
Me.
Now, we were toying with playing something off the Prodigy album that Nick designed the cover for, but what I suggest you do if you're on a computer is look at the cover of the Prodigy album while you listen to this Hamish Kilgore track, which is called Under the Moon. Get it?
Nice.
No.
Thank you, Amy. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.